Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
I'm joined by my next set of guests whose film No One's Child is here in the Critics Week selection at the Venice Film Festival. I'm joined by writer-director Vuk Rusumovic.
Rusumovic.
I like to be corrected because people always get my name wrong as well. Denis Muric and Isadora Jankovic. Welcome, yes.
Welcome.
And thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for having us.
I'd like to ask you, first of all, I mean, being in Venice and having your film selected for such a big, very prestigious, very a festival that's steeped in history, really, in cinematic history, what's it like for you as a director to be able to be bringing your film to a huge audience, really?
It's really a big thing for us to be here because, if you look at the Critics Week, there was a film, a Serbian Yugoslav film in the first edition of International Critics Week, and now this is the second time that we are here, so it passed 29 years in between.
Wow.
So, that's a lot. And also because of, our budget and everything, we never thought that we are actually going to be here, so it's really a fantastic ending for our film.
Well, congratulations, because it's not easy, competing with all these different other cinema from all over the world and then being selected. Is it about 13 or something like that films in the selection?
In the selection, I think there are seven films.
Is it seven?
Yeah. But there are also, other kind of awards and things, going on, which are also inclusive of our program, yeah.
Yeah, so, well, you never know. So one in seven chance is perfect, really.
Yeah, that's good. I like that. Yeah.
I like that too. Now, we should just talk about No One's Child. The film, at the beginning, we see the words, it's based on a true story. So I'm just wondering what inspired you to bring this particular story to the big screen. And you've said it's based on a true story. Tell us a little bit about the background and the history of the story.
My wife, she's a theater director, and she had some NGO, and they worked with young delinquents in this house for abandoned children. And there she met a caretaker who told her this story, and it was he told it very briefly in few sentences, but there was something very fascinating for me from the beginning. And then I went there, I met this guy, and we started collaborating and working on the story together. At the beginning, I was thinking about making a documentary, but then I decided to make a fiction film because really my passion is in fiction films, even though I did some documentaries as well. But this gave me a more liberty in treating the story. Even though now, when I look back at the story, I can say that it is very true to the original story that I heard. So, and to tell you more about the true story, there was this kid actually who was found in the woods, and they in Belgrade, they got in Bosnia, and in Belgrade, in this home for children, they got the file first, and in the file it said that he was wild, he was almost an animal, growling, he was being aggressive, biting and everything, and they couldn't believe. Mm-hmm. They said that he was found among wolves, and this is happening in 1988, so it's end of 20th century in Europe.
I mean,
that's so...
It's quite incredible, really, isn't it? It's quite an incredible story. Now, I'd like to ask Denis, of course, because Denis plays Puchuk. Is that how do I say it?
Puchke.
Denis plays the character who's the lead role in the film, and that's who we're talking about. We're talking about the young boy who's plucked out of the woods. He's been living with wolves, and he's now held in captivity, really, at the orphanage. Can I ask you to ask him, because you're going to translate for us, could you ask him about getting into the role, and also could you tell us how you got him in, got the performance that you wanted as a director?
Danny said that really he had the help from me, and also from two of my assistants, Bojana Mišić and Maša Nešković. Bojana was exactly responsible for, she was a movement director, responsible for physical actions of the character. And also the main professional actor, Miloš Timotijević, helped a lot to Denis during the shooting of the film. But then he says, even though it was very hard part.
It's very, very difficult. I mean, where did you find both the lovely Isadora and Dennis? I mean, it must have been quite hard to find the particular characters that you're looking for. And what qualities were you looking for in those characters?
I think Robert Altman said once, I think when he made Gosford Park, he said that, you know, casting is 90% of, you know, working with the actors. And I can agree on that. I mean, if you find the proper persons for the actors for the role, that's you have to do it like this. And it was very difficult to find Dennis. We went to all the elementary schools in Belgrade and also to all the acting schools, and I wasn't satisfied because I thought that, you know, those kids were too sophisticated for the role. And then we went back to Bosnia because the story is happening there, and then we tried to find some kids there. And we found one. We were getting closer, but on the way back to Belgrade, we got the news that he can't come. He can't work with us. His grandfather called us, and I was calling my producer to tell him this. And he said, "Okay, but now I have a kid for you. You have to see him," because he was at that point my producer. He was an executive producer on another project in Serbia, and he saw Dennis. Dennis was playing not the main part, but one of the parts, and he said, "Okay, when you come back to Belgrade, he will be there." And we came really late, around midnight, and he was there in our rehearsal room, and we tried working with him. I wanted to see how is he physically, if he's able to do the role, because it's mostly physical part. And then I knew instantly.
Yeah. I mean, he's absolutely fantastic. You're very good in the film. Absolutely brilliant. It really evokes a lot of emotions, because children should just be children. But unfortunately, he's been abandoned. And not only is he abandoned, left in the woods to die. We don't know how he got there, really, essentially. But, you know, he's abandoned again by his friend. And we should bring Isadora in at this point as well. Isadora, tell us about your character.
Well, her name is Alice, and she's a bit of a wild girl. She doesn't know who she is. So when Puchke comes to the orphanage, she is instantly, if I can say, entertained by him, because he's wild, and
yeah, he certainly is.
And he acts like a dog, so he is fun for her to watch him and to get closer to him. So she immediately does that. And so there's that Zika, who is kind of owner of Puchka now. He is, they're emotionally together. They're like best friends. And so the three of them become closer. And then there comes some incidents and everything, and she gets out of the way, out of the orphanage, and becomes someone who needs to work a bit for herself to grow. In a wrong way, doesn't matter, but that's just how she decides to become an adult.
Yeah, sure. I mean, in those kind of circumstances, when you're in an orphanage with lots of different children, with lots of emotional kind of problems, issues, I guess you have to grow up really quickly.
Yeah.
You're in an environment where you're not going to survive if you don't. So how did you approach the role, and what did you love about Vuk's script?
Oh, I fell in love with the script immediately. I read it, I think, 8 times. From start to finish, and I couldn't believe that this sort of a script can exist, and I was thrilled that it was my first role. And so it was a bit hard, because I'm nothing like Alice. I'm really different in some ways. When there are boys, I am a bit the same like her, so that part wasn't hard. But her, I mean, how can I explain her? She's a little bit of a rebel,
isn't she? Yeah. Really, and but I think all the children in there are a little bit rebellious, because they've not had the kind of mother and father figure to tell them, no, this is wrong, or don't do that. You know, they've just been left to kind of go for it, and no one's ever told them before. So I guess in the film, you really do feel this freedom that they have, but yet they're really physically confined. You know, mentally, they're like, oh, I can do whatever I want. But and this is what we see in the characters in different ways when they leave the orphanage. But
Alice is a made-up character. It's based on a true story, but she's a made-up character. So I had that freedom to create her. I didn't have those rules that I need to act like someone who existed already. I needed to create a person.
Sure.
And it was it was easier for me than it was maybe for Dennis or Pavle, who played Zhika. So it wasn't that much hard, but it was a problem for me not to get into the role that much.
Yeah.
So I can manage to get out of it.
Yeah,
you know, well, not to become her.
I think you did an excellent job, both of you. I think you did a really, amazing job. Of course, under the direction of Vuk, you know, without him, without the master, the puppet master, you can't create the performance. I'd just like to finally ask you, Vuk, if I may, what are you hoping that audiences take away from the film No One's Child?
I really hope that it is going to be an emotional experience for them, because I think the channel to communicate, the best channel to communicate, is emotions. So also in Serbia, for example, we don't have any kind of patience or anything for the you know, cerebral things. I think if you want to get to the people, you know, you have to go through this channel of emotions, you know. So it was really an emotional experience yesterday, you know, after the showing, the premiere of the film, because people really felt for it, and they came to us. Dennis was making pictures with little girls from Italy, you know, and
really?
giving autographs. Ooh. Things like that. Yes. So I think people
were embarrassed.
He's embarrassed. Yeah. Yeah. So that's great.
It's incredible. I mean, you know, films are made to be seen, so it's a wonderful platform to be here at the Venice International Film Festival, because it is open to the public, and the public can share their opinions with whoever, and of course the international press like us, we're here as well covering the festival. But I'd like to thank you all for joining me today. We've got Isadora Jankovic, Denis Morić, and writer-director Vuk Sumović. I hope I said that correctly, kind of, this time. Dennis has corrected me. Okay, thank you, Dennis. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Fred Film Radio. 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.